Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Torres, your host here on Angels Are Near Us, and we are on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and my sincere intention is to always bring you the loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. I do want to invite the angels and archangels at the time and beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance, your assurance, for the highest good of all those who will call in tonight and for all those who are listening. Please remove my thoughts or ego from the sessions, and only your divine light come through. And I thank God and the angels. Amen. So it's the angels and me tonight. I will be opening the lines in a few minutes right after the break. So let me give out those numbers so you have those. It's toll free 1-888-815-9756. And line 1 is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. I do just want to make one announcement. First of all, August 22nd is Be an Angel Day. Be an Angel Day is to do one small act of service for someone. Be a blessing in someone's life. Be an Angel Day is a nonprofit, non-denominational event celebrated annually on August 22nd. Reverend Jamie Howard Feldband, author and angel teacher, is the founder of Be an Angel Day, and she was inspired by the angels to celebrate this day. The first celebration was in 1993. This is a day on which people around the world are encouraged to be like the angels and be a blessing to yourself and to others. God's selfless servants do one small act of service. Those who wish to participate are encouraged to go within their hearts and celebrate Be an Angel Day. However, the guide voice within you inspires you. It can be celebrated on an individual basis or with a group activity, holding a joyous angel party or group meditation. I usually like to do group meditations. This year, I will be sending out some angel cards to children. So just one small act of kindness that you think you can do for your neighbor, helping someone with taking care of their children, just giving a smile is so important. Remember that we can always celebrate Be an Angel Day all year round. And the whole purpose of the celebration is to establish that cooperation and service to God between the human and the angel kingdom. The key word that describes the angels is service. And so Be an Angel Day is a day to be like the angels, you know, perform divinely inspired act of services for others. It's the perfect opportunity to deliver others messages of love, of hope, of faith, of peace, from God and the angels. And together we can accomplish that. We can serve God with the angels. I'll tell you a little bit how Janie was inspired to found this day, August 22nd. It was chosen because 22nd is recognized as a master number in the study of the sacredness of numbers. So within the vibration of the number 22 is God's message encouraging us to be God's master architects. So as architects, we're building a bridge between the kingdom of the angels and humans, a bridge between heaven and earth. We are in the divine flow of manifesting and creating. Now, the month of August is the eighth month, so that's a number eight. And the vibration of number eight is achievement, accomplishment, fulfillment. This month, there is so much light energy on the move. Eight is the number of infinity. The number eight conveys the blessing as above, so below. So it definitely is a glorious time. It's a time that we can work with the angels to fulfill God's divine plan here on earth. So I really encourage you to look at this date as a special day, a celebration day. You don't have to do a big party, but meditate maybe by yourself, you know, send love to others. Visit someone who is ill. It would really make others happy. So that's the announcement of August 22nd, Be an Angel Day. So before I do open the lines, I'll just say one thing. I did want to talk about the archangels of the seven rays, and I'll just talk a little bit about that. The angels were inspiring me this morning. I was meditating, and they reminded me about the chakras, you know, how important our chakras are. You know, we have seven chakras, and each chakra has its own energy pattern and its own color scheme. And it's used for different purposes, both spiritual and material. So each chakra, it looks like a flower, like an inverted flower bud pointing downwards. And when it's pierced by the energy or the divine energy which flows through it, it folds on itself. It closes into a tight ball. Then it blossoms out. Its petal unfurls and it faces upward. And you have new power. You have new experience, new vision. Now, chakras can be really known through meditation. So I always recommend meditating, if you can, in the morning or at night, 5 or 10 minutes, and trying to just ask the angels to cleanse your chakras. And let me give you the names of the chakras. A lot of you, I know that, know these, but just as a reminder, the seven chakras are the base or the root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine. Then you have the navel or the sacral chakra, that's located just below your navel. And the solar plexus, which they call the sun chakra, is located at the solar plexus. Then we have the fourth chakra, which is the heart center, located at the center of the chest region. Then we have the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, located on your throat. Then we have the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, located in the middle of the forehead. Then we have the seventh, which is the crown chakra, located above your head, from which emanates the white light of the divine. Now, according to Alice Bailey, each person has a soul ray that remains through all our life and through all our incarnations. And so each of these rays corresponds to the color of the chakras and also is associated with archangels, with ascended masters, with particular planets, cycles, nations, etc. But what I wanted to do, I wanted just to briefly mention the seven archangels of these seven rays, which we can always work with. And I usually work with all the archangels, which when I give my angel readings, that's why I love to use the archangel energy. So looking at the archangels of the seven rays, the first ray corresponds to Archangel Michael. And this ray is the will of God. The color of this ray is the blue flame. Then we have the second ray, which is associated with Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel, which has a divine quality of wisdom of God. This is a yellow golden ray. Then we have the third ray, Archangel Chamiel. He is a loving archangel. He is pure divine love of God. And the color of this ray is pink. This is the pink flame. Then we have the fourth ray, which is the purity of God. And this is associated with Archangel Gabriel. And the color is the white ray. We have the fifth ray, which is Archangel Raphael, who is the healer or physician of God. It's also the science and the knowledge of God. And this color is the green ray. Then we have the sixth ray, which is Archangel Uriel. Uriel is light of God. And the color is a ruby ray. Then we have the seventh ray, Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is the freedom and the transmutation, the freedom of God. And the color is a silver violet flame. So those are the archangels of the seven rays. I do want to remind you, the lines will be opening. So let me give out those numbers again. Toll free, 888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. And we will take a short break. Please do call in for your angel messages. We will return in about 90 seconds.
Discovered the zinc lozenge cure for common colds. See all those zinc lozenges for colds in retail stores? It was our discovery years ago that set that in motion. Unfortunately, the additives in nearly all zinc lozenges sold in retail stores eliminate the active ingredient, ionized zinc, according to published research. This makes them taste like candy and work like candy. Nearly all are poorly effective, and some of them might even actually make colds worse. Evie's Cold Cure, on the other hand, release all of their zinc as ionized zinc, the active ingredient, making them an effective common cold treatment as shown in clinical trials. Family-sized bottles of Evie's Cold Cure containing 80 zinc lozenges are priced at $32. Please visit coldcure.com on the internet to learn more and save yourself, family, and friends from the misery of the common cold. Remember, that's coldcure.com. Try them for allergies, too. I am George Eby of Austin, Texas.
Save me, you tell me you're going.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. And I am your host, Linda Torres. Tonight we are talking about the rays, the seven rays of the archangels. I've been talking also about the chakras, how important it is to do meditation. And I think we have our first caller, so I will be giving angel messages. Let me check. Hello, Mark?
Hi.
Hi, Mark. What's your question?
I just wanted to find out if you had an angel message for me tonight.
Sure. Let me check, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark, can you just give me your date of birth without the year, just the day and the month?
6/10.
Okay, Mark. Okay, Mark, you have a lot of feminine energy, and I'm saying because you have an archangel feminine energy around you right now. I'm going to tell you why. The first archangel that's coming out very strongly is Archangel Haniel.
Uh-huh.
And Haniel is related to our sensitivity. And what she's saying is that you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions at this time. You need to honor yourself. You need to honor your feelings. And do not think that you are doing something that is inappropriate. You need to honor who you are. So what she is saying is she wants you to focus on you first. Sometimes we say, you know, we have to focus on our highest priorities. And sometimes our highest priorities is ourself. So she wants you to be motivated, and she wants to help you. She wants to really – I just see that she's just surrounding you with so much love.
Okay.
Are you going through a certain challenge at this time?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot right now. It's pretty tough.
I could feel that, and she really is – she wants to help you. And she wants to remind you something also, that do not forget to ask. You know how sometimes we forget to ask when we need something?
Mm-hmm.
And that must happen to you a lot because you're a sensitive person. So don't think that you're not allowed to ask. You can ask what you need, Mark. Mostly, I think you need a lot of comfort at this time. I also have the Archangel Azrael. And Azrael helps us when we're grieving or when we're going through some kind of change, any kind of challenge. So Azrael is saying, you know, I'm with you in your time of need, and he's really helping your heart to heal.
Okay.
Haniel again is saying, you know, have that passion again, Mark. Remember who you are. Trust and follow your intuition. Know that things do get better. Sometimes if we just surrender and let things flow for a few days and, you know, sit in meditation. Do you have any spiritual practice that you do?
Yes, I meditate a lot.
You do. That is very good because that's what they're asking. And Haniel is going to be with you and helping you with that.
Okay.
I want to tell you, a lot of sensitivity. Take one day at a time. Haniel is with you. I feel her energy very strongly. And Azrael is also here saying that, you know, they want to heal you. They want to help you. And one more thing, Mark. You, as you heal yourself, you're going to heal others because you are you're a natural counselor.
Okay.
And many people benefit from hearing what you say, even if you don't think sometimes. But your guidance really reassures others.
Okay.
That's all we have for tonight, Mark. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you very much for what you do. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Good night. Hello, I think we have another caller. Laurie?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Laurie. What's your question tonight?
I would like to know the name of my spirit guide and if he has any messages for me.
Spirit guides. Okay. Can you give me your date of birth? Don't give me the year. Just give me the day of the month, Lori.
It's June 26th.
6/26?
Yeah.
Well, you have several spirit guides right now that are coming out too very strongly. And do you know who Buddha is, of course?
Yes.
Buddha, Gautama Buddha is very close to you right now. And what he is saying is that a lot of meditation for you, my dear. That's what I hear. A lot of meditation. Just sitting, you know, in a moment where you could be alone and peaceful. Choosing peace is what he wants you to do. Do you do any kind of spiritual practice?
Yeah, I do a lot of meditation.
That's wonderful. First thing that, yeah, it's the first thing that came out, that he wants you to just.
And I do feel presence also. I always feel like someone's in my apartment or a presence.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you have Buddha with you. Have you heard of Merlin?
Yes.
Merlin is an energy healer, Laurie. And what he's saying is that you need to receive a lot of energy healing. Are you a healer?
They've told me that. I've been told that.
Okay, it feels like you are. So it feels like you need to receive energy healing, but then you need to give it to others. And Merlin is helping you with that. There's a lot of a golden light around you, a lot of purple light, and definitely that is a lot of healing that's going on. But it's also, you know, your higher purpose to do some work in energy healing. So
okay.
If you want to look into that, I think it's time for you to do that.
Okay.
I have an archangel that's coming out also. Archangel Ariel, and Ariel is saying, you know, it's time to spread your wings, Laurie. It's time to not hold back. It feels timing is perfect, and you're ready to take off. She shows, you know, the wings that you are ready just to take off, and this maybe, you know, changing your careers. Are you doing some kind of changes right now?
No.
In that area?
What, in spiritualness?
Uh-huh.
Or, well, I've been trying to get into it, like, a lot more.
Okay. So this is the time because it's coming very strongly. I also have Hilarion, and Hilarion is also a healer. He's an ascended master, and he does a lot of health and healing. And he's also talking about healing. So you have the energy healing with Merlin, you have health and healing, you have meditative state, which is healing with Buddha, and you need to trust, they are saying. Just trust us, and you know that everything will be well.
Okay,
a lot of creative
wonderful.
Writing, Laurie, too. Do you write, like, in a journal?
No.
They're saying that Archangel Gabriel is the one who helps us in writing, making time just to write down maybe your thoughts, you know, during the day. You could just pin it down or, you know, write it down in a journal if you want or not. Maybe just a little note during the day because it reminds you of what is your next step to do, and you're just putting it out there to the universe. So when you write your desires, you're really putting it out and attracting exactly what you need. And that's how the angels and the archangels help us really make our destiny real. So try doing that a little bit, okay? Because it's time for you to do this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laurie. God bless you.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night. Okay. So for those who are just tuning in, I'm Linda Torres. I'm your host on Angels Are Near Us, and we are on bbsradio.com tonight. You can call in for your angel message. Let me give out those numbers. Toll-free is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. And while we receive another caller, I have to change gears here. Okay, angels. We were talking about the energy of the archangels. And I know that I had mentioned the seven archangels. What I wanted to mention was the seventh ray, which is the archangel Zadkiel. And this is the royal purple ray, and Archangel Zadkiel is the freedom and transmutation of God. And Zadkiel is in charge of the seventh violet ray, and I'm mentioning it because the violet ray is so important. Zadkiel is able to help us learn the proper use of this violet flame so that we can disperse our shadows whenever necessary. And he works with the silver violet flame with Archangel Michael and with Saint Germain. And you may be asking, well, what is the silver violet flame? I talked about it a little bit before, and I will come back to this in a little bit because I think we have another caller. Hello, Danielle?
Yes, hello, Linda.
Hi, Danielle. What's your question today?
Well, I would love to have a reading with the archangels and see what kind of message comes through today or this evening.
Sure. Could you just give me your day of birth and the month?
June 6th.
Okay. The first message came out is about children. You have connection with children, or you have a great bond with children, that's for sure. If you work with them, or you have your own, or you have relationships with children, you have a great bond. And this is Archangel Metatron. Metatron is saying that one of your purposes is to work with children because you have this great connection. Have you heard about the indigo and crystal children, Danielle?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you want to read more about them or learn more about them, I know Doreen Virtue has a lot of information on the crystal children and indigos. There's another wonderful medium that I know. Her name is Celia Finn, if you want to look her up. But, knowing more about these crystal children, I'm going to tell you why, because you have Metatron around you talking about this, and then you have Chamuel talking about a career transition. So if you are planning on doing some kind of change right now, are you?
Yes.
Okay. It's really towards helping kids. And
interesting.
And or maybe helping the parents, helping the families in a way. But there is really this great connection, and you have a lot of knowledge, or you just have the wisdom. It's been with you forever. And so you will be able to transmit that spiritual understanding to these families and to the children. And you have Metatron with you, and they want me to tell you, Chamuel is working with you, which is such a loving archangel right now with you, and Archangel Raziel. Raziel is the one who brings us symbols and helps us understand spiritual truth. And so right now, Raziel wants you to understand that this is one of the main transitions for you. And again, they're saying, you know what to do. You know where to go, and you know where to start and how to do this. So if you're planning to change something, do you feel this is the time you can do that?
Well, I'm certainly looking at all my options at this point because I'm at a time where I really need to explore in other areas. And I had thought of children, working with children, but it was like in the background. I was looking at other things. number one before that, but this is interesting.
Yeah, here number one came out, the mostly the indigo and the crystals, because these are the children that are, well, the indigo have already been here, some of our adults, but the crystals are the ones that are coming into the world. Now the new little rainbows, which you could read about, those also are the new little babies, the new children that are coming in. And these are such sensitive souls that it's really important to support them and to support the parents, because these little children come in really very unknowledgeable souls because they've been here before. But the parents sometimes don't know how to treat them, you know, how to deal with these kids, or you know, so a lot of parents are learning as well, and maybe you can look into that, you know, teaching parents how to know who their children are, these new children. And I have one more, Archangel Raphael, that says that he is always helping you, trying to keep a healthy lifestyle, and he is helping you with exercise. Are you getting adequate sleep?
I get to bed a little late, later than I should, but I have been trying to get as much. I just seem to need a lot of sleep.
Yeah, it's coming out like he's helping you, but he knows that you need to sleep and you need to, you know, exercise regular, just for optimal health. You know, you don't have to be doing something strenuous, but something just to keep you healthy, eating you know, a healthier diet. So I'm sure you're already doing that.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
He says he's supporting you very much in that area.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. It was very interesting.
Oh, well, thank you, Danielle, for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. I am Linda Torres, your host. Please call in for your angel readings. The angels are very excited to give out their messages. I have already several lined up here. Let me give out that number. It's toll-free 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. So interesting, you know, how the angels try to really reach us and contact us in so many ways. I was reading a channeler. Her name is Linda Stein Luth, and she channels some of the Ascended Masters. And I have a note here that I was reading from her pages, where the Ascended Master was talking about these new changes on our Earth, you know, the frequency, how our planet is changing rapidly, rather quickly, and sometimes we feel that it's just so fast, you know, life is going so fast, time is moving so fast, the planet is changing, and we have seen, you know, so many disasters, but at the same time, they want us to know that they're really there trying to bring us, you know, new energy. That's why everything is cleansing. So let me read what the Ascended Master said. It said, "Let us assure you, beloved, that all will eventually embrace this new energy grid that is filling you, even as these words are being written." So they say, "We are with you in every moment. We and the light are constantly available to flood your being with healing energies that can ease the letting go of that which appears frightening to you during this time of great change." So it's comforting to know that they are really with us. You know, they want to support us. They want to help us soothe our fears and release, you know, a lot of pain is from lifetimes. Of different lifetimes, but they can really help us smooth the pathways in our life. So I am getting a message if I would like to take a Spanish caller. Yes, I can do that. I'll take it and then I'll try to maybe translate so everybody can listen, and if not, we'll just have to say it in Spanish right now, okay? So, hello? Hello? ¿Sí? ¿Quién está en la línea?
Le habla a usted María Guadalupe para saber si usted habla español.
Ay, sí, cómo no. Bueno, ¿Cuál es su pregunta para Los Ángeles?
Para Los Ángeles es que por favor me diga el nombre de los arcángeles. Son siete, ¿verdad?
Ah, los siete arcángeles, sí.
¿Sí?
Tenemos al arcángel Miguel.
Miguel.
Tenemos al arcángel Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Tenemos al arcángel Uriel.
Uriel.
Uriel. Tenemos al arcángel, hay uno muy importante que se llama Jofiel.
¿Jofiel?
Jofiel. Hay otro que se llama Chamuel.
¿Samuel?
Chamuel. Y luego tenemos al arcángel Rafael.
Rafael. Uh-huh. ¿Ya son los siete?
Y creo que falta uno, no los conté, pero creo que es el arcángel Chamuel, ya le dije Chamuel. ¿Uriel?
Uriel, sí.
Creo que esos son los siete ahorita.
¿Ya son los siete?
Sí, hay otro también que se llama el arcángel Jeremías.
¿Jeremías? ¿Ese es de los arcángeles?
Ese es de los arcángeles también. En inglés se llama Jeremiah, por eso pienso que se traduce Jeremías.
Jeremías.
Sí.
Bueno, pues muy, muy bien, linda. Muchísimas gracias. Un abrazo.
Gracias por hablar, Lupita.
Bueno.
Que Dios la bendiga.
Gracias.
Hasta luego. Buenas noches.
Ay, no, ¿y qué?
Hello there, we are back. I was just getting this person who called in Spanish, she wanted the names of the archangels. So I was giving her the name of the seven archangels, which I was trying to remember all of them in Spanish. The main ones are always Michael and Gabriel and Uriel and Raphael, which are the four main ones from the Bible. But then we have Jophiel and we have Chamuel. We have Ariel, so I was giving all those archangel names. So that was interesting. Let me give out those numbers in English or Spanish. Please call in. Si gusta llamar en español, por favor llame. The numbers are 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, or 530-776-5185. So going back to our archangels, we were talking about Zadkiel and the silver violet flame, and Archangel Michael, who works with him also, and the Archangel, not the Archangel, the Master Saint Germain. So this Ascended Master with both Archangels work with the silver violet flame. And I think I've explained before that the silver violet flame is a high frequency, it's a high spiritual energy, which transmutes the lower vibrational energies to a higher frequency. And the violet flame was an energy that was available during the Atlantis times and was withdrawn from our planet. And then it was reintroduced again in 1987 by the Ascended Master Saint Germain. So this seventh ray of God, which is God I Am, helps us to transmute any negativity into positive light, into positive energy. I think we have another caller, so I'm going to leave it at that right now. Hello?
Bueno.
Is this Aurora?
Yes, this is Aurora.
What's your question, Aurora?
My question is about what are the archangels telling me about Salt Spring Island. Are we going to be going or if they can give some advice in that terms?
Okay, so you're going on a trip and you want advice.
No, I'm going to live there.
Oh, you want to live there. Okay. Could you give me your date and month of birth, Aurora, please?
February 19th.
Hello? Okay. Do you have your the internet on, and could you lower it a little bit in the back of your computer?
Okay. Can you lower the computer?
Yeah, because we get a little bit of that noise behind. Okay, that's perfect.
All right.
So there's a lot of, what I'm feeling is there's a lot of peace coming out. Archangel Chamiel, which is the Archangel of Love and Peace, is really showing that this is a very peaceful thing for you, if it's for you or for your family. It's something very peaceful that is really going to help you. There's a lot of nurturing there. And I could see how they're just, the angels are nurturing all around you and giving you this peace, and you're like, they're nurturing your inner child also. And it seems that you at the same time can be helping other children. Mm-hmm. Do you plan to work there?
I'm hoping I could do it.
Okay. Because there's a lot of connection with the children, and it seems that will be a lot of nurturing for yourself, because as you nurture, you know, another child, you can nurture your own inner child. And so Chamiel and Gabriel are working with you, and then Sathkiel says that there's a little bit of everything is in order, but there will be some kind of turmoil in between. And what they're trying to say is that when you decide to do this, which seems very nurturing for you at this time, there will be a lot of turmoil because you're just going to try to accommodate things. But what they're saying is to really take this calmly, step by step, Aurora, and just, you know, take your several deep breaths, exhale while you're working on all these different kinds of patterns that will be showing up for you.
Okay.
Now, there is a cycle that Archangel Haniel says that there's a wonderful meditation that you could do with Archangel Haniel. And with the moon cycles, because it seems that the moon affects your emotions a lot. And so she's working with you, and she's just saying that everything is divine order. As long as you do your meditation, do it during the new moons, where you can really ask for what is it that you want and what is the best of your interest in this move that you're going to do.
Okay.
But it feels very favorable. It feels very favorable. It feels that you are the one who is taking your power and saying, this is what I really want. If you really want, it'll become a reality for you.
All right. Thank you. So Haniel is a girl angel?
Archangel Haniel is a feminine energy, yeah, and she works with the moon cycles. She works with our emotions. So what she's saying is to notice how the moon affects your energy, and that you can you can manifest anything when you capitalize upon those moon cycles.
Okay.
So you need to do that. And a lot of breathing. Archangel Raphael is with you, helping you breathe and take one step at a time.
All right. Sounds perfect.
Thank you so much for calling. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So wonderful messages are coming out from the angels. I think we'll have time maybe for one or two more. The number again is 888-815-9756. That is toll-free. Or 530-327-7602. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. I do want to give out my website. If you need to reach me for an angel reading, if you'd like to ask the questions, you can always go to my website to the contact form, and that is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can also check out my blog, my angels blog. It's called Queen of Angels. And that's www.angelsarenearus.com/blog. And there's a lot of articles there, you know, if you want to know more about the archangels or how you can connect with the angels, which is so important as well. There's also, it talks about the violet flame, which we were talking about, transmutation from negativity to positive energy. And it says all the colors of the archangels as well, which is very informative. So you can check that out. You can always call me also if you're interested in an angel reading. You know, private angel reading has much more information, much more details. I also usually like to give an angel blessing at the end. So you can call me at 503-807-0896. So I want to mention just a little bit of these last archangels in Saint Germain that I was talking about, the Ascended Master. Saint Germain also works with light workers who want to help transmute and transform the world. So he works with other healers who are doing healing energy, who are working with different frequencies. So he also gives protection, guidance, and courage. He helps clear spaces. So anytime that you want to clear a space, just call on Saint Germain and bring in that violet flame to help. You know, tell him, help me to bring in the violet flame. If you want to do new projects, activates or he revitalizes new and ongoing projects. Now, the Archangel Michael, who we know is a wonderful archangel, very powerful, he also works with light workers and with healers, and he transmutes fear from the planet. It's individually and from the planet. So he gives us courage. He gives us perseverance. He cuts, you know, those limiting beliefs that we have. He also assists with the life purpose direction. And he provides information for the next day in your life. So those who are looking for a different career or planning on moving, getting a new job, always ask Archangel Michael to give you information. What is the next step, Archangel Michael? And he will guide you, you know. He will. You just have to listen. You have to ask first, and then you have to listen. Archangel Zadkiel, he is the Archangel of Forgiveness. He's the Archangel of Mercy. And he helps forgive yourself and others. It's mercy, compassion, healing that he gives. He opens your heart to receive. And he also reminds you of your purpose in life. And one more thing. We have probably 5 minutes left. If somebody wants to call in, you can call in toll-free for your angel message. 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. If you are just tuning in, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about Be an Angel Day, which is going to be on August 22nd. Don't forget to be a blessing in someone's life. Just do one small act of service for someone. Just giving a smile to someone, you know, makes someone's day really go well. Helping someone, helping a neighbor, maybe a senior, you know, a person that is older, maybe buying their groceries, doing something very nice. It's August 22nd. And Be an Angel Day was inspired to Reverend Janie Howard Feldman, who is a wonderful author. She's my mentor, and she's a wonderful angel teacher and angel intuitive. And she was inspired to celebrate this day. And the first celebration was in 1993. So it's been going on for several years now, just doing one little act of service. Remember that we can celebrate Be an Angel Day all year round. But this day is just to remind us, you know, what the purpose is and what is the connection between the human and the angelic kingdoms. Again, the key word is service. Be an angel day. It's a perfect opportunity to give messages of love. And one more thing before we close. I just want to remind you, you know, connecting to the angels, as I was reading about the Ascended Master who gives us wonderful messages, saying that they are really with us and they are supporting us, you know, in our life journey. Let's not forget to ask. You know, we usually forget to ask. Just yesterday, precisely, I was looking for a phone number, and it was a phone number of the person who was going to check my computer, my laptop, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I was just, like, so desperate. And I was turning around papers. I said, where did I write it down? And then suddenly I remembered. I said, why don't I ask for help? I completely forgot to ask for help. And I said, okay, angels, Chamuel is a wonderful, wonderful archangel who finds missing objects. So I said, Chamuel, I surrender to you. You know, if it's meant to be, you're going to find it for me. So it wasn't, it was probably like 2 minutes when I turned around, I picked up a book and a piece of paper fell out of the book. And there was the number. And I was, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Archangel Chamuel. It was incredible. And things like that have happened in the past for me. You know, it's like I always, when I remember to ask, you know, the answer will come some way or another. I just have to be aware of asking. And, you know, when you ask your angels, it's also knowing that it's going to come true. You know, you can connect with them through conversation, just asking, thinking, praying, writing to them, meditation. But all this comes through your belief. So you need to believe this. Remember that all things whatsoever, you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. So prayer is, again, very, very powerful. It assists us in experiencing that sacred communication with God. It affirms your linkage to the divine. And through that heart intention, through that feeling, you are creating that loving connection between yourself and the divine. So there's several ways to connect with the angels. Again, go to my website. I have several writings there, how to connect with your angels, meditations. I talk about Be an Angel Day also. If you want to pass this on to your friends and family, the message of Be an Angel Day on August 22nd. And my website is www.angelsarenearus.com. Check out my blog, The Queen of Angels, which is www.angelsarenearus.com/blog. I want to thank all the listeners who are out there tonight and all those who called in. May God bless you all. In closing, I want to remind everyone to call upon, you know, the wonderful celestial beings. These wonderful celestial archangels, you'll just feel revitalized and radiant, and you'll just feel the angelic energy of these wonderful archangels. Again, you know, these the archangels, which are the wonderful rays of light. There's the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Raphael, Chamuel, Gabriel, Uriel. They all have these wonderful, wonderful energies of light. Remember to meditate. Try to cleanse your chakras. You can always ask the angels to help you cleanse your chakras and feel renewed and energized. So again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Angels Are Near Us. You can always call me for an angel reading. Or go to my website, angelsarenearus.com. You can call me, 503-807-0896. I will be delighted to answer your questions as well. So again, until next time, may God shower you with blessings, and the angels protect you always. Good night.